Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Noon window, the only game I would bet if I could only bet one this week is Illinois laying 2.5 at Duke, Wallace Wade Stadium, and I would back Duke. Nobody's doing it. I love them preseason. Illinois is a little overinflated with the number 11 next to their name. I like year two Manny Diaz throwing even more junk from his blitzing defense, and I like an offense that brings back 4 or 5 and a running back, and they spent in the portal on a quarterback. I think they, a 9-win team a year ago, people are sleeping on how good Duke could be this season.
They might be. You know, the problem for me, this is another, it's a little bit coin flippy. You know, is Illinois the better team on paper? Yes. The line, I mean, Jim, I'm seeing 3s and 3.5.
Oh, then grab it. I mean, grab it. I'm just using FanDuel because, hey, presenting sponsor. But if you have 3, 3.5, I'm sprinting to take that.
You want to take Duke?
Yeah, I'm on Duke, man. I hate only getting 2.5. So please, I mean, as we tell people, FanDuel's our sponsor, but shop around.
How about this one? If you like a money split, 80% of tickets, 90% of the money on Illinois early. So you would have the contrarian side. I don't feel as strong about it as you do. I kind of lean Duke, but I want to see how it shakes out a little more. I would like to get a better number than what FanDuel's got. I do see 1, 3.5, but I don't know. Do I really want to go? And
now, can I ask you, because you were higher on Illinois than I was. Do you think, like, hey, this O-line veteran group could handle blitz pickup and neutralize some of what Diaz brings?
I think it's veteran O-line. It's veteran quarterback. I think there's a physicality that Illinois is going to play with that Duke probably isn't up for. But then on the flip side, Manny Diaz, agent of chaos, you get 2, 3 of these big chaotic splash plays on defense, you can flip a game.
On how good is Illinois? I think that's what we're going to learn on Saturday. Yeah. How good are they on the road playing a team that's going to throw junk at you? Are you a veteran team that's learned stuff, or are you just a veteran team that's played a lot of games, but you're not that good?
There you go. And I do think part of this exercise in week two is going to be, you know, kind of closed mouth, open ears, you know, open eyes, watch. Because clearly I don't know shit after what week one is. Like, let's just be real. Like, a lot of the things we thought made sense don't. That's why we did the Oracle Speaketh. Look, it's a lean to Duke. I'm not mad if you do it. I'm going to stay away from it. There's a couple other games at noon you didn't bring up. I'll try to harangue you into one, potentially in the bully corner. Let's keep it going.